Right, sitting here in a pub with a pint with Barry, it's David by the way, having just seen Transformers 2 and attended the Transformers Q&A with Michael Bay, Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox and John Turturro. Shia, yeah, he made a point of that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the movie.
We're not going to spoil it, are we?
No, we're not going to spoil it.
Positives.
No. Let's start like this.
All right.
Come out the movie. Did you enjoy your movie going experience?
In parts.
What does that mean?
In part. Well, yeah, three parts. I enjoyed three parts of my movie again.
Three parts?
Three parts. There's three parts of that movie I really enjoyed.
And the rest of it?
The rest of it was, for me, just didn't do me. Just didn't feel, but I just found it a bit substandard for me.
How long was the movie again?
2 days.
It felt like it. And I could truly say that I probably would have enjoyed it a hell of a lot more if they'd taken out a good 45 minutes.
I think if they'd taken out about, like I said, about 40 minutes, I think I'd have walked out like, really enjoying it. But I found that it was really up and down because it was bits where I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. And then it just went quiet. And the bits it went quiet for were like half an hour.
Because
I thought the first, actually, I thought the sort of first sort of 20 minutes were really good. And as I said, there was a bit in the middle that was really, really good. But then, I don't know what it was. It was like it suffered from sequelitis. I mean, it did everything bigger.
It was like, that first movie was great. Let's do it better and bigger.
Yeah. They did bigger. I don't necessarily know if they did better.
Mm.
What about you?
I thought it was quite interesting because in the Q&A, which you'll hear later, someone asked Michael Bay if he would do a third one and do it bigger and better. And he said, well, not better, just... Well, not bigger and better. It just go sideways. It would just have to be something else. And I feel that's what he didn't do with this movie. He just tried to go bigger and better and fit in everything they'd done before, plus a bit more.
Yeah.
And I think it suffered for it. You know, you're not going to that movie for great acting, but no one got a chance to act because it was just lots of explosions. And I was talking to a guy afterwards. He said it was like the best and the worst bits of Michael Bay. I just... The thing for me is, by the end of it, I was bored.
Yeah. I mean, towards the end, I was checking my watch. That's never a good sign.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know, it just...
Although, the positive I can say is Optimus Prime is badass.
Yeah, he was good. But it's funny, actually, when you say in the movie, the standout characters, the CGI characters. Do you know what I mean? Because to me, the standout characters in that movie was Optimus and Bumblebee. And the fact that actually Shia Booth, whatever his name is, he should be nicknamed Captain Scarlet because that guy was indestructible.
I'm telling you.
I know people have a go about Indiana Jones getting stuck in the fridge and whatever.
Do you know what? I'm going to come out of record and say this. If anybody hated the latest Indiana Jones movie because it was too unrealistic and comes back and tell me that they like this movie, then we've got problems because I just don't understand. You weren't unrealistic. You want to see the kind of blows that this man has taken and getting up from, which would cripple a lesser man.
Cripple any man.
Mm.
But no, for me, I didn't enjoy it as much as I would have liked to have done. It was all right.
It was all right.
I wouldn't necessarily say it was like an awful. I wouldn't say it was like an awful, awful, awful movie. It was all right. It just wasn't. But out of the movies I've seen this summer, for me that was my weakest.
Yeah, so
that's how I'm looking at it.
Without a doubt, that was my weakest.
If you've got Star Trek on one end, that was at the other.
I was disappointed. I have to be honest, I found myself going a couple of times and mouthing the characters' lines just ahead of them.
It wasn't even that though, once because they had that in the first movie.
I suppose.
You had all that kind of like cliche dialogue and stuff like that, but I don't know if it was the fact that it was, the action just seemed to be more constant.
Okay, gonna give it a rating out of 5?
For me, 2.
Dry slaps?
3.
See, I was gonna say 3, I was gonna give it a rating of 3 because I wanted to be positive, but I'm struggling.
I've taken it to 3 because of Optimus and Bumblebee.
Fair enough.
And so that was a good scene.
Yeah, and I'll match you on the dry slaps with that. So don't take our word for it, go and see it, see what you think.